Carl, a difficult encounter down south today. 44-26 in the end up against London Scholars. A total cliche, but a game of two halves in most respects.
Yeah, like you said, they're, you know, it's a real tough place to come. You know, they're a bit, real big pack on such a small field. But we said, you know, we stay with them first 20. You know, that's why I put Shax and Big Chris on the bench, Josh to speed it up. And, you know, I think me, Stu, Ronnie, we went well in the first 20 minutes. We contained them, we did well, and we knew we'd get the success at the back end. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. You know, we spoke at half time that, you know, our game plan, it fell into place beautiful. And we just come out the second half. They had the rest. They come out with fires in the belly, and you know they're a tough side to contain on such a small field. And I just don't think we did that very well today. But you come here, you get the 2 points, you get out. That's the main objective. And we'll look at what we should have done right and what we should have done wrong. But you know you can't take away that, you know, we've come here on a tough week last week. You know, a lot of distractions. You know, a lot of lads have had time off this week, so we've not really trained together. You know, we've come here, but 40 odd on the scoreboard, and you know the 2 points is the main thing.
Two defeats coming in today, which has been rare in competitive games for us over the last few seasons. But the lads showed that in the latter of the first half that they know where the try line is, and when they can do it, they can easily turn it on.
Yeah, we spoke about just getting back into that winning mentality. You know, we shouldn't have lost the North Wales game. We know that. We had a lot of things going on, and obviously Catalan, you know, we was playing against the Super League squad, and you know we don't turn into a bad team over a fortnight. So you know we come here full of confidence, and we play some real good rugby. I thought some of the tries we scored were the best tries you'll see this so far in the season, and I thought we executed the ball really well, got into our points early on, and just played rugby. And, you know, it was really good to you know play with it and to see it from the sideline. So yeah, a lot of pluses away from today.
Second half has got to be a bit of a negative, conceding 26 points.
it is, mate, it is. But I just thought we kind of ran a little bit out of steam. And like I've said, we've had a massive week. You know, that Catalan game was real tough. It was, you know, I know it took a lot out of me personally. And but we come here, we've got the 2 points. It, obviously, you know, we don't want to concede 26 in 80 minutes, never mind 40. So we'll look at that on the video and we'll fix it up this week. But, you know, I just spoke to the boys, we stay positive. You know, there's no point dwelling on the 26. We may as well focus on the 40 plus. And, you know, we go again to York this week. You know, that's obviously, it's going to be a different kettle of fish against them, the flying. And, you know, we know we need that 80-minute performance if we're ever going to get near York.
You mentioned there the York game. It's going to be a difficult fixture. We've had tight games with York over the previous 12 months or so. You know, that game up at Birmingham Crescent, and of course the playoff semi-final, that 100-minute encounter. So you know what to expect from James Ford's side. They've given plenty of sides a good going over this season, and give Catalan a good account of themselves in the cup early in the competition.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've watched a lot of them this year. They play some real good football, and you know you've only got to look at some of the signings they brought in to show their intent in this league. You know, like Ben Kakane, Graham Horn. You know, they got a couple of lads from KR, and they're absolutely flying. So yeah, it's going to be a real difficult day for us. I think they've really strengthened from last year, and obviously it was tight last year. So yeah, we'll come up with a game plan to try and beat them. You know, we'll try and execute it as well as we can, and you know, hopefully we get people down the wreck and you know make it a hostile environment for them. And I think you know it's a top of the table clash. You know, if we need to be within the York and Doncaster's Bradford's, and you know next week's a long way going to that.
2 points today, mate. Have a safe journey back home, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.